Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
813, John Rash from the editorial board of the Star Tribune joining us this morning on the Rash Report, where we talk media and pop culture. I've done this for many, many, many years. John, good to have you with again this morning. Are you writing in tomorrow's Star Tribune?
Good morning, Dave, and indeed I am. I'm writing about a film that debuts tonight called A Private War. It's quite a compelling movie about a war correspondent, Long Island-born but London-based Marie Colvin, who reported from the hottest of hotspots throughout the world for several decades, became quite a celebrated figure, partly because as part of her reporting, when she was in Sri Lanka, she was hit by shrapnel, lost an eye, wore a very distinctive eye patch, which kind of matched her swashbuckling style. But it's about what she went through, not just out in the field, but the private turmoil that she went through and reporting from all these conflict zones. I spoke with her photographer, who is portrayed in the film, and the real-life photographer, Paul Conroy, who's still based in London, about Marie Colvin, about reporting from war zones and the importance of it, that people get a chance to hear what really happens. So hopefully, you know, lawmakers and diplomats can take charge and end these ceaseless, senseless conflicts.
As someone who watches media and pop culture, John, and certainly politics, I guess you mentioned eye patch. You made me think of what Pete Davidson did on SNL on Saturday night. Any reaction to that?
Highly inappropriate. We should have the highest honor for our veterans, all of them, anyone who served, particularly someone who was deployed and someone who was wounded. And, you know, the sense of how Pete Davidson and perhaps the writers in Saturday Night Live were, you know, not attached to what this man's story, and that they seemed almost clueless about it, is deeply disappointing. And, you know, certainly some have apologized, not all, but I think a real big miss by Saturday Night Live there.
John, part of the narrative that you and I chatted a number of years ago back when they were trying to count votes in the Gore-Bush election was down in Florida, and it looks like here we go again.
Here we go again is right, and, you know, certainly one key difference, Dave, especially since we talk about media and politics on your program, is that, you know, when we had the recount in Florida in 2000, certainly the internet existed, but the ubiquity of social media wasn't anywhere near what it is right now. So, you know, not only will we have some red hot rhetoric from a lot of people weighing in on this issue, including the President of the United States, I think that will amplify, you know, how people feel about it, how closely it's monitored. But I think that, as with any of these situations, you know, there are professionals that are involved, well-meaning people who, you know, have dedicated their careers to public service, and hopefully they'll be able to get to the bottom of it and eventually declare a winner.
John, about an hour ago, we talked with the former White House Press Secretary, Sean Spicer, and asked him about Jim Acosta and now, of course, rumored of a doctored video that was passed along by the White House. And so I want to get your reaction to all of that, too.
That Jim Acosta is doing his job. It is not his job to win a popularity contest, to have the president like him. It's his job to ask questions, to do it in a civil manner, but in a direct way. And that's part of our direct democracy. And that President Trump, regardless of how people feel about his personality or his politics, he's wrong in this account. And that, you know, other presidents and, you know, reporters who they feel, you know, are aggressive in their questioning, but no one has gone this far. I think it was inappropriate that they sent out, you know, an intern to try to take his mic away. And especially if indeed this video that they distributed from the White House is doctored, that's profoundly wrong to do that on so many levels, including so many people around the world need to trust the United States in terms of the information that it sends out. And if it's perceived that they're sending out doctored videos on how they handle their own press relations, that undermines our credibility abroad and makes it more difficult for diplomats and soldiers.
Viewership on the elections, do we know anything?
Yeah, you know, not only was turnout up, tune in was up as well, and that, you know, people seemed as compelled by the election as they did at the ballot box. So final numbers aren't in, but it was quite strong, and you know, every two-year cycle solidifies the fact that people turn often, if not mostly, to cable news networks. Fox News looked like it will probably lead the night, but CNN had a strong night, MSNBC, and the networks still certainly do well also, but to the degree that they have ceded so much of this coverage to their cable brethren, you know, it's just that then people, when they tune into midterm coverage or general election coverage 2 years from now, they'll go right back to the cable news networks.
Are you experiencing political ad withdrawal symptoms?
No. I think that in our deeply divided society, Dave, I think every Minnesotan and American can agree that, you know, the nicest sound on Wednesday, November 7th, is listening to regular commercials, and for once they may welcome all the Black Friday advertisement that's going to be coming for the holidays, because it won't be about politics.
Yeah. Do you ever envision that? I'll let you go, but do you ever envision that changing the rules for political ads or not really?
I think constitutionally there are challenges for that, but certainly politically, people do not like this. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Greens, whatever party you're in, Americans are deeply disappointed in the tenor on their television and in their politics, and so certainly there would be some political support.
Yeah, we've got a fourth major party now, Minnesota, too, speaking of that.
Yeah, we do, and I think that this is going to be an issue. When we spoke with Representative Wallace when he was running for governor at the editorial board, this issue of legalization of recreational marijuana is certainly one that we discussed, and, you know, while it's far too early to see where the state is going to go on there, I think nearly every state is going to be having this discussion, because it seems to be rolling throughout the country at this point, and it's reflected in those vote totals for those minor, now significant parties.
Have a great weekend, John. Look forward to you moderating over at the J School when they have their big event coming up here soon as well, and then I'll look forward to reading the paper tomorrow in your column.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.